You're listening to SBS News.
Childhood is often thought of as a time of leisure and learning, but according to a new report from aid organisation Save the Children, more than half of the world's children, that's 1.2 billion kids, experience a far different upbringing. The End of Childhood report is a ranking of 175 countries where a safe and happy childhood is most and least threatened. Helle Thorning-Schmidt is Save the Children's international CEO and former Prime Minister of Denmark. She says hundreds of millions of children are at risk of missing out on childhood because they live in countries characterised by three main threats, or what Save the Children calls childhood enders.
What we're seeing basically is where there is poverty, where children are living in conflict, and if they are girls, they have a much higher risk of their childhood being ended prematurely.
Ms. Thorning-Schmidt says ranking countries on a scale is beneficial.
We just find this is a very important tool so that a country can see where are we and target the issues that ends a childhood too early.
Save the Children says youngsters growing up in Singapore and Slovenia are at the lowest risk of running into the so-called childhood enders, followed by Norway, Sweden and Finland. Australia is ranked 17th. Ms. Thorning-Schmidt says children from 8 of the 10 countries the report deems most at risk of an early end to childhood live in West and Central Africa.
This is also a region where you have the highest prevalence of child marriage. If we look at it globally, a girl under 18 is married every 3 seconds. That is a big indicator that her childhood has ended. Of course, conflict is one thing that ends a child's childhood, and also poverty, which still, of course, exists very much in Western Central Africa.
15-year-old Atom was born in South Sudan, but now lives in Dadaab, Kenya. The teenager was raped by a neighbour and has an 11-month-old daughter. She was forced to leave school to take care of her mother and says her pregnancy saw her ostracised in the community.
It was sad for me, seeing the other student going to school and me, I'm having a baby crying. Me crying and my baby crying, very sad. It is bad because I've not experienced the things that people do when they're young, playing. I've not played well and I have a lot of stress having the baby at this age. And I'm the only person who knows the future of my baby.
While the situation has improved in the past year, in 95 of the countries ranked by the report, conditions have worsened in about 40 countries, many of which are in the Middle East. For 14-year-old Yemeni boy Ali, it's not his real name, dealing with conflict and poverty is normal. He's told Save the Children he's now his family's main source of income after his father was injured in an airstrike.
My father was standing in front of the door during the last airstrike, which blasted the door and hit my father and made him bedridden. My little brother now has diabetes because of the fear of that day. He's 5 years old. But I'm no longer afraid of the airstrikes. We're now used to living in war. One day there's a missile, and then another day there's something else.
Yemen is in the throes of a civil war. At least 5,300 Yemenis have reportedly died in more than 3 years of fighting, most as a result of airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition which has received backing from the United States. Ali says his family often goes to bed hungry.
Sometimes we don't have food at home, and sometimes we sleep without having dinner. Sometimes we have our breakfast, and sometimes I go to work, as my father can't find work because he's sick in his heart and kidney.
Save the Children is calling on governments to do better, ensuring no child is robbed of a safe or happy childhood. Helle Thorning-Schmidt says individuals, including those in Australia, also have a role to play.
Children do not necessarily have someone to speak up for them, particularly if they're refugees. They don't have a government who protects them. And that means that us living in wealthy countries, we should not forget those children. We should try and help them. So I would recommend that you connect with an organisation to see what you can do as an individual.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.